Today's Shir Mishabru Yomi is Siman Shin through Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Aleph. This is Mishabru Yomi for Friday, December 26th. Okay, Siman Shin, Sif Aleph. La'olam Yisadir Adam Shulchano B'motzei Shabbos. Kidei Lava Yisazah Shabbos. Afilu eino tzarech el lechazayis. So he says here, the person should always set up his table on Motzei Shabbos to have what's called Lava Malka in order to accompany the Shabbos out. Same way we accompany the Shabbos in on Friday night, we accompany the Shabbos as it is leaving, even if you only need to eat or can only eat a kazayas, it's still something that should be done on Motzei Shabbos to have this sudas malava malka. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan aleph. Yisadar adam shulchan, a person should set up this table. Have lav malka, hainu lefrois mappa, to spread out a tablecloth al shulchano, on his table, derech kavod, in a way of being giving kavod to the Shabbos as it is leaving. V'chein shar dvarim hanehugim etzlo, barichas ha-shulchan, all the other things that are nog, that a person does when he sets up a table in a respectful way. Aval eina mechuyiv levashal tavshilin, he's not required to actually cook things, ulahachin yoiser, to prepare more mimashu tzarech lechol that he needs to eat. Umashma v'gemara deyikba suda zu al pasach hatchila. He says it's mashma from the Gemara that this suda should be lechatchila with pas, kibo b'shar suda shel Shabbos, like the other sudas of Shabbos. So it should be with a bread meal. V'gam mashma. L'chadchila, it should be a bread meal. V'gam mashma, it's also mashma, the tov, l'chadchila l'hader oisa v'basar. It's also mashma that l'chadchila, one should have meat, or b'shar tavshilin imyeshto, or other types of dishes, cooked dishes, if he has. Im ein lo, if he doesn't have to do that, o shechoshet l'chadchila's gasa, or he's concerned that it's just going to be too much, he's going to be too stuffed. K'gon b'kayetz shema'achrim mizmaneinu, like in the summer months, when Shabbos is over late, lechol asudah shlishis samach le'erev, you eat the sudah shlishis very close to nightfall, and it's already late in the summer. Yikaimena b'mezaynus. So then, if you can't hack it to have a meat meal with bread, then at least you should have mezonos or alkobonim beperos, or at least have peros, the shem lav malka. Beis kedei lavos, in order to accompany out the Shabbos, the kishem should tzarech lechabed haShabbos b'knisas. The same way you have to honor the Shabbos when it's coming in, kein tzarech lechabda b'yitziyasa. So too, you have to be mechabed and honor the Shabbos as it is leaving. Kishem sh'adam melavim, melaves ha-melech, the same way a person goes ahead and accompanies the king, but say so min ha'ir, when he leaves the city, so too, that's what we have to do with Shabbos. Mitam zen nirei sh'tov l'akdima, kedei sh'tiyah smucha l'tzitzas Shabbos. And based on this, he says, reason it's appropriate to have your melav malka as soon as possible after Shabbos, to make it close to the Yitzias HaShabbos, so that it's Nika, that you're actually being Malava out the Shabbos, and you're being Mechave the Shabbos when it's leaving. And if you're not, you don't have any taiva at that point to eat, right after Shabbos, it's proper, one should not at least engage in Malacha b'keva, in a keva dika way, ad sheyakayim sudazu, until you go ahead and are mekayim and fulfill this suda. So what he's saying is that ideally one should have the Melav HaMalka right after Shabbos, so that it's nicker that it's one is being Melave the Shabbos out. He's accompanying the Shabbos, he's giving kavod to the Shabbos as it's leaving. And he says, though, if one is has no taiva to eat, so at least he should refrain from any type of malacha that's an established type of malacha, not a malacha saroi, a malacha kavua, something, a set work one should not do until you have this sudam lav malka. Vayim b'shari tshuva, he says, check out the shari tshuva, he continues the Mishnah Berurah, the mashma de'eno kadai b'chol gabna la. He says, Shari Tshuva says that it's for sure not kedai, not proper to have him lava malka and to postpone it until after chatzos. So until chatzos, it's okay. After chatzos, already it's not kedai to have the lava malka, so we should make sure to be makbit to have it before chatzos. Chachamim have said to Ever Echad Yesh Ba'adam V'Niskoi Shmo, there's a certain Ever in a person's body and it's called Niskoi, a certain limb in a person's body that's called Niskoi. V'Zeh Ever, this Niskoi Ever, okay, Nishar Kayam is a aver that stays whole, but kever stays, does not rot in the kever in the grave ad es hatchiyah, until the time of the tchiyas hamesim. Afilu achar shenikavu bo kol hatzamos, even after all the bones have rotted, this aver, this limb, okay, remains. V'zeh aver eino nena mishum achila. And this aver does not get hanah from any type of achila, okay, except ki im mesudas melav hamalka. What feeds this aver of niskoi? It is the sudas melav hamalka, and that is the aver that stays and lasts till the tchiyas hamesim. V'da, to mikol makom suda zu ena chayva. You should know, however, with even though the suda is so chashuv m'lav malka, right, nourishes the niskoy aver and it's so important to be makbid, still ena chayva love kamal shalosh sudas. It's not an obligatory suda like the shalosh sudas, like the gimel sudas on Shabbos itself, shal Shabbos. The shamas machu akra, because there it's based on a pasuk, v'zeu rak mitzvah b'yalma. This is a basic mitzvah. It's not an obligation like the shalosh sudos. V'nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? If it's a mitzvah, you should do it. Nafkamina, heichi di'ef shalol kaim kulam. He says, nafkamina is, if you can't do all of them, for whatever reason, you can't have four sudos. You can only have three sudos. So then, obviously, the three sudos of Shabbos come before the Melav HaMalka. Gimel. Es HaShabbos. Okay, so he's supposed to accompany the Shabbos out. Be Melave the Shabbos. Mitam Zeh, Yesh Nogim Laharbois Neiros. For this reason, many have light many candles in Motzei Shabbos. Yoyseh Mevichol, more than the average weekday. V'noigim Gankein, and the minhag is also Leimar Piyutim, to say certain Piyutim and Zmiros, sing Zmiros, and say certain Piyutim, Achar Havdalah, after the Havdalah. So these liturgical poems of Piyutim that should be said, and Zmiros should be said after Havdalah, that's a minhag, minhag kosher and hagun, saying to sing Zmiros and have Piyutim on Motzei Shabbos. Let's now move weiter. Simon Shin Aleph. So he starts out Sif Aleph, Ein Larutz B'Shabbos, a person is not allowed to run on Shabbos. Ella imkein hu ledvar mitzvah. Except if he's running to a dvar mitzvah. Kigon lebeis hakneses. Like if he's running to shul, okay, yotzebo, he has to get to shul. He runs to shul, to a mitzvah. There's a reason makdim in the mitzvahs. So look at the Mishnah Brura. Ein larutz b'shabbos, shenemar, v'chibarato me'asos t'rachecha. The pasuk says, this is based on a pasuk, that then you will honor it, namely Shabbos, by not occupying yourself in the usual way. A person has to honor Shabbos by not doing the normal activities that you do during the Chol. V'darshu and Chazal v'dareish, one of the drushes, shelo yiluchach b'Shabbos ki yiluchacha b'Chol. A person's walking on Shabbos should not be like his walking during the weekday. Shederach ha'adam l'mayeh v'larutz achar esko. Because the derach of a person during the week is to run, right, for the sake of business. To go rush and run for the sake of business. And now the truth is, he goes on the Mishnah Berurah, v'yaf b'chol. Really the truth is, even b'chol. Ein l'fsoya p'siyagas. A person should not take big, large steps. Didn't I tell us, achas, because what it does is, it takes away one mecham echad mechamesh meyos memor einav. It takes away 1/500th of a person's eyesight when he takes big steps, whatever that means. But that's chazal. If you take a psiyagasa, even during the week, it's bad for the eyesight, whether this is a physical or spiritual thing, it's a good question. But what his point is that even though you can't even take a psiyagasa on during the week, on Shabbos, look at the continuing of the Mishnah Berurah, El de b'Shabbos ikanami isura. On Shabbos is an actual isser. It's not just that it's, you know, you're not supposed to do it because you're gonna, it's bad for your eyesight. It's an actual isser based on mishum me'asos rachecha, based on the idea of honoring Shabbos by not occupying yourself in weekday like walk, weekday like activity days. In the Mishnah Berurah, but we can't go to Beis yet in the Mishnah Berurah until we see the Ramah. So let's continue in the Ramah. The Aser Lefsaya Yaiser Me'ama. It is Aser. What is Aser to do on Shabbos? To take steps, take long strides, more than an Ama Bepsiya Achas, more than an Ama in one swoop. Im Efshalo B'Pachos. If he can walk. If it's possible not to take such long strides and walk with such speed, he should not. Okay? He should not go and do an Amma, he should do less. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. On this, Beis v'Aser, not only is it Aser, Mishnah Berurah is going to say now to take long, large steps and go fast. Hu adin she'asah likpoitz. It's also usher to jump. This is based on the shita of the Rambam. Okay. Check out the Shaar HaTzion. Brings down a whole machlokes regarding this. But here the Mishnah Berurah, okay, bottom lines it, that it's usher also to jump stam on Shabbos. Gimel. Yoiser me'ama. So, what is considered something that is aser? We take long strides more than an ama. More than a ama, which is, I believe, about a foot and a half. Okay. Yoiser me'ama. Perish. She'echatzi ama bein regel leregel. Meaning as follows. It should be a half an ama between each step. You should not take a step an amma long, but rather it should be a half an amma between each foot as you're walking. V'chaf regel achas, because the actual foot itself of an average person, who gam kein chatzi amma, is also a half an amma. So you have the foot that's a half an amma, with the space in between each step being as well a half an amma. And he says now, v'zehu ba'adam beinoni. Now we're talking here about the average person, shashir psia, whose actual walk, right, of the walk of a beinonis, of an average person, shalom, hu amma, does the average normal walking of a, right, the average walking of the average person, okay, is, okay, is an amma. So therefore he should not take, right, he should not go ahead and, okay, take a step more than an amma. Adam hagadol biyaser, however, a person that is large, a very tall person, obviously he doesn't have to take such tiny small steps. If his foot itself is, you know, over bigger than an amma, let's say he has a huge foot, so then he can walk kefir shir psia shalom. He could walk according to his normal walking. In other words, this shir is the shir of a chatzi amma, or less than an amma, is for the average person taking an average walk. Okay. However, a large person with his normal beinoni walk would obviously be much, much bigger, and that would be okay. And then he says, "Im efshar." The Ramad said, "Im efshar lo bepachus." If you should not step more than an amma, take very long strides, if you could take smaller ones. What does it mean, if you could take smaller ones? I thought it's usser. So he says, look at Mishabura Dalad, im efshar, debi e efshar, because if you have no choice, as we're going to see, mavuar b'sif gimel, we'll see in sif gimel, the shari. There are certain situations where you're going to have no choice. For example, let's say you reach a pond of water, a stream of water, you have to go ahead and take a big step over. So then, you'll be allowed to, and we'll see that tomorrow in tomorrow's MB Yomi. Adkan.